Reshbez, Sif Zion. So this is a case in the Gemara, and there's Machlokes Rishonim how to understand the case. And the Gemara says something called Shrima, which the Gemara explains. Shrima is Tamorim Shemiachon Biyad. It's you to take dates and you would mush them. Well, some man eats and it comes like a paste. You take out the pits. So it now looks like some type of a paste. It doesn't look like the fruit anymore. It doesn't have the pits anymore. It looks like a nice, smooth paste. For the halachah, look in the Shtanah Berchosan. Nishtanah Berchosan, Memorial and Bray Prio 8, Lusay Bracha, Mehen Shalosh. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it does not lose its bracha. It remains Bray Prio 8. So you would make like a jam type of a thing out of berries or something of that sort. And you remove the shells and you remove the seeds and it becomes like a jelly. The bracha is Bray Prio 8. Now, Zakhtar Ramah further. But the Yeshayim and the Vorach Aleim Shahakol. Some say that you make a Shahakol on these things, because since they have been liquefied totally, and now it's just it's something different than the original item. It's not a pre anymore. Therefore, the Vorach is Shahakol. So, what do we pass? The Toy Bloch is the Chachil of the Vorach Shahakol. Since Shahakol, according to everybody, will work, because Bidi Yevah, the Shahakol works in everything. Therefore, L'chadchila, the Ramah says, we make a bracha of Shahakol. Avlin Berich, Bray Prio 8, Yotza, Kikain Neri Iker. But even the Ramah agrees that the Iker Psak is like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that the bracha is still Bray Prio 8. Therefore, if a person would say Bray Prio 8, he'd be Yotze. So if you have an applesauce, even though it's been reduced to a liquid, to a semi-solid form, there's no pieces in it. There's just a smooth consistency. So you would make a shahako, but if you make a eitz, you'd be yodse because the ikur psak, the correct bracha is ha eitz. Mr. Bura sivkatan mem. Shemiyachon v'yad v'osa pirish. Av she nisrasaka yedizel lagamri. It's been totally smoothened, totally reduced to no. There's no solid there anymore. It's just it's all semi-liquid, semi-solid. For the halachi, mevarchim Bray Prio 8. Shem the kibin dadayim mamoshen kayim shayach lebarachalim Bray Prio 8. So now the paste, it's a paste. Which you crush it down into a paste. So still, it's not a liquid. It's a semi-solid. So the bracha is Bray Prio 8. So who didn't lean Bray Prio domek and air the apple. So the same thing if you would make mashed potatoes. So even though you've totally smoothed them down, the bracha still would be Bray Prio Domek and not Shahakol. Okay. Now, Hanikar Pavidlo, Shoysim, what is that? Migudgonios Ushar Minim. You make it out of berries and other types of items. You make a type of a jam. You take out the seeds and you cook them until it becomes totally liquefied or totally non-solid. It's a semi-solid. So, according to Mechaber, the bracha would be Bray Prio 8. The Yeshar Mele Vorach Aleim Shahakol Membeis. Now, in this opinion we're quoting over here, which is the Trumas Adashin, and the Beis Yosef understands the Torah like this as well, there's a machloikas how to understand what it's referring to. So we gave two cases. We gave the case of what's called trima in the Gemara, which is tamorim, which you've made into a paste. So it's still a thick, sticky mass, which is holds together like a salad. And you have the case of the pavidla, where you cook it, and it becomes much, much thinner. Then he says, some say that you should say a shahakol. Is he going back only on the case of the pavidla, the latverin? or he's going back even back in the case of the Temorim as well. So that's the machlokas achronim. So the first opinion is the Magen Avraham, which says the Yeshamim lepola kiyam apavidla. They're only arguing on the last case mentioned. Shem din shinimuchu legamri will nikatzu rasan klal, because by cooking it, it becomes like an example would be for us would be like the applesauce that you buy in a jar. It has no, not the chunky applesauce, but plain applesauce. It has no mushrooms to it at all. It's almost a liquid. So you don't see any pieces of the original fruit there at all. So on that, the Rambam is saying that the bracha is shahako. Avodin mechaber demar b'tzmar m'shenis rasku. But the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where you took dates and you pulverized them down, you didn't cook them, you just pulverized them down, so they become, you remove, it becomes a smooth consistency, but it's a thick item. Shadikar Taron Mitzurotzen Av Kish Mitzraskan Lagami. Over there, you can still recognize it, that it's date paste. It looks like that. It looks like the very similar to the original dates, even after you process them. So there, the Magen Avraham says, "Moedel the Mavar Prepuates." So the Magen Avraham learns that the Rambam does not argue, and you make a Prepuates. However, that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. But the Gra learns, "V'yesh mehem shesayvrim." The second opinion holds that Yeshamrim Polagama Adina Machaber. He's arguing not only in the case of the Pavidla, but also in the case of the date paste. But since it doesn't have the original consistency at all, it's been mushed down, the bracha is a shahakol and not a b'pivetz. Now, so we have a machlokes is, what is the opinion of the Rambam? However, we're going to do the following. We're going to say that practically we're only going to accept the opinion of the Rambam, even like the Ashkenazim, not totally, but the limited amount. Even if we're going to say that this Yeshamim, which the Rambam is quoting, argues in the first case as well. But this much, we're going to accept the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that and the Bir Halacha discusses this and proves that point, that even if we're Ashkenazim, we're accepting the opinion of the Rambam of this Trumas Hadash and this Yesh Armim, and he's saying the Chachili should be Tchoshish for it. He's only referring to, we only accepted that in a case where it's been totally reduced. But a case where it still has a certain, even though it has a certain consistency still from the original, it's still, you see the date surah to it. So Bracha is Ha'etz. Rak Befavidla, Sheiba Kol Tzurosu, Wanikra Klama Hu, Pavidla, even there, even that, the Rambam says the Ikar P'sak really is like the Mechaber, that the Bracha should be Ho'etz. But over there, we're Choshes for this opinion, and we say you make a Shehakol. Ukach Rosa Rambam, the Bracha is a Yotzal Kol B'Yavin. The advantage of saying a Shehakol is you cover all your bases. Now, however, by the bracha achrona, things, excuse the pun, get sticky, because if it was one of the shivas aminim, and you did this to that item, the example being the case of dates, right? So that right, or but if you cooked them down to this very thin consistency. So according to the Mechaber, the bracha still awaits. And the bracha karna is al awaits al priyawaits, bracha ein achas min gimel. According to this opinion of the Trumas Hadeshin, the bracha rishon is shahakol, and the bracha karna is brain of hashos. So in the bracha rishon, you say, well, listen, make a shahakol, what do you lose? The bracha karna, you can't do that because brain of hashos does not work for al awaits. Brain of hashos does not work for al awaits. And al awaits does not work for brain of hashos. Okay, So the only eighth you would have over there, im loy shayachol gam pri mishibas aminim, begam davar shebichos abrepia the brain of hashos avos the begam azem im monoshach. The other solution you could do is eat a real bona fide fruit of the shibas aminim and a real bona fide something else, meat, whatever it is, which needs a brain of hashos, and you'll cover your bases. The main loy, let's say you don't have it available to do these, eat these other items. Nearly shayachol avar main shalosh. So when it comes to Bracha Achorana, the Ramah said the Iker is like the Shulchan Aruch, that the Bracha is Brei Pi Eitz. That also means the Bracha Achorana is Alo Eitz. So if you're left with no Eitz, the correct Bracha would be.
Who said that they inflict the Shulchan Aruch?
The Ramah said, Brei Pi Eitz Yotza, Kikain Nira Iker. Right. So Ramah said that the Iker is like the Shulchan Aruch. So the situation where you're stuck, the correct thing to do would be to say Alo Eitz. Bevorach
Shehakam.
Alo Eitz afterward. Well, the Brei Pi, no, you make a Shehakam beforehand, you make a Brei Pi Alo Eitz afterward. Shehakam B'di Yevon works for any fruit as well. So even if the correct bracha is so eitz, you can make a shakel. And if you hold this, supposed to make a shakel, for sure you should make a shakel. So the bracha rishonah, you say a shakel. I get the bracha and I don't have that solution. So now I have to make it. I must make a decision. This is a brain of a show, so this is an alo eitz. So the Rambam said the ikar is that it's an alo eitz. But the bracha rishonah, why not say a shakel and solve my problem? Okay. Rosh Hashanah, well, okay, many ogres, yegedis, malinis, okay, so yegedis are berries, and malinis are some type of, yegedis is like raspberries, yegedis. Malinis is a different type of, like a strawberry. I don't know. I'm sure it's like what it is. So you squeeze out the liquid, and then you make a concoction with honey and sugar. So since they've been totally reduced, and they don't have the original appearance anymore, so therefore the brachas we were chershish, and you make a shahakal. But if you make the correct bracha, you would be yotze, like the Ramah says. Okay, yotze. Right. Now, yotze, like the Mishnah Berurah Mem Dalet. Bim roiv derech achilas oisim peres hu al yedei risuk. These are the type of items that the natural way to always eat them is by doing this process. You don't eat them as a fruit. You eat them by processing them, cooking them down into this semi-solid or liquid, whatever it is. So this becomes a normal way of eating it, so then the correct bracha will be Brei Pi Eitz or Brei Pi Adama. So you take some type of a gourd, and you cook it, shakur and kibbis. So that's one example. Another example is that you take spices and you grind them down, and you add some sugar to it to make it edible. So the ikar is the spices, but that's how you eat spices. You don't eat spices any other way. It's always otherwise it's used as an ingredient. The only time you eat it straight is this way. If that would be true, that this would be normal to eat it this way, then the bracha would be Brei Pi Eitz, even though it's not nikkur at all. Bracha Brei Pi Adama. We'll talk about this more later on. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah added a new point over here. I can have something which is a solid, which also loses its bracha by being processed. By processed to the point that it does not look like the original item at all. I grind it down to the point it looks like just like some brown, whatever,
Well, we're talking about fruits here or vegetables. So if you ground up, let's say, I don't know, potatoes.
So mashed potatoes would be one example.
Well, I'm thinking more in terms of maybe you ground it up to fry it into like a potato latke or something like that.
The same thing. If you grind it up to the point that it loses its total smooth consistency, so according to the Ramah, the bracha rishon and chatchila should be a shahakol. If you have pieces, so that's the case of the mechaber, so then it's not didn't lose its surah totally, then the bracha is bray p'yoetz.
For potato?
Right. Now, so, but anything which you totally make into this, even if you later on not pasha, it means even if later on you pack together, make it hard. That's not the point. The point is the original item looks totally different by the process of grinding it and crushing it to the point that it's not no longer looks like the original item, and there's not a connection between that and the original item. It changes the bracha. So halava is a shahakol, even though it's not soft, but the point is vis-a-vis the original sesame seed, it doesn't look like a sesame seed at all. So he's saying the same thing is true when you take these spices and you grind them and you add some sugar and you eat it as a food. Right? By the grinding process, even though you didn't liquefy it, but the grinding process makes it's no longer a nickel like the original item. So according to the Ramah, the chachilo bracha should be shahako. But yeah, but if you would say the correct bracha, whatever that would be from the original fruit, original food, you'd be yotze, whatever that might be. Okay. Ches. The vash azov mei tamarim mevorach alav shakol. So we spoke about the liquid which comes from grapes. We spoke about the liquid which comes from olives. So in the Torah's definition of liquids which get a shame of being not just water, right? The Torah gives us two things. It talks about the shemen and it talks about wine, tirish and yitzer. But we don't have all of the liquids. The Mor says, what is their status? The Mor says, fasting, the Mor says, their status is they're not considered part of the fruit. The Mor says, and therefore, there's no dinim of the liquid which comes out doesn't have dinim of oral on it. It's not the fruit, it's just some water which is in there. And absorb the flavor of the fruits. So the Rashi told me that tomorrow mevorach alav shahakol. Mechana lemashkin sheyotzim mikol many peres chutz mizeisim andavim mevorach shahakol. So the liquid just come out of fruits. The bracha is shahakol. Now we'll see later on. When we cook it, things might be different, and we'll have to see, and have to explain what the difference is. Okay, hazav me tomorrow mem hey. Woden ayotzim ayreksisha uschita. Even if it doesn't flow on its own, in the case of Mechaber, it flowed on its own, the same thing would be true. If you had to crush it in some way to get it out, same din. Allah shakol, the Malach Siba Torah Zeish Shemin Udvash, Hanu Tzimorna Mayotzim Yid Vash. Now, it says Dvash, which Chazal said means Tzimorim, right? So here we have another liquid, the nectar of the dates seems to get referred to in the Torah as the item as the item, not as just water. Now, so Chazal understands it means tomorrow hayotzim dvash. It's referring to the dates which produce the dvash, not abal dvash kufa zeh ba'amahu v'enam b'chalav pri. But the dvash which comes out, the liquid which comes out of the date, is instead of just like literally use the word sweat. It's a liquid which is being exuded from the pre, but it's not the pre itself. You make an apple cider. Whether you did it came out on its own, whether you had to press it to bring it out. The Torah's definition of a mashka is those two items. So, for example, the Magen Avraham discusses the Gabi Purim a little bit late now to tell you this, right? That when Mishloach Manos has to be two portions, two items, right? So, Magen Avraham says a mashka is valid. You may give a mashka
is one of the items. Some say, no, it has to be two food stuffs as opposed to a food stuff and a liquid. But my Rama says you can use a liquid as well. He says, because mashke, you find in the Torah, the word mashke can refer to as a mana.
As long as it's
chashev
enough?
What?
As long as it's chashev enough, or even water?
One second. He says mashke. Now, some places say mashke means wine or olive oil. That's the definition of mashke. The Torah is everything else is just water.
Wine, I mean, olive oil is considered mashke? It's something you drink?
Go back and look. It's a phase. That was a whole set phase about that. Not a phase. Siftal.
What two things?
That was a whole discussion. Siftal was about when you add certain things, it becomes drinkable and people would drink it. That is Sittala. We did it already. I must admit, you must have not been here.
What two things does the Torah call mashke?
Wine and olive oil. So some say that he only referring to, so the person I have is chashev a bottle of whiskey or beer, but that's not to a minute. I want to use, I'll give the guy, chashev, I said, I have to have chashev, I bought him a 5-gallon bottle of water, very chashev, But 10-gallon thing of soda. I don't care. But that's not what it meant. Some say he meant specifically only these two mashkas. Okay.
What about, let's say, if you had, orange juice and a bottle of wine?
Well, if you hold, you can give other liquids, so you can do that. You can do orange juice as one and wine as the other. There's no reason why you can't do that. Okay, now, we're going to see in Sif Yud. We'll have to refer back to here what we just saw in Sif Ches. We'll get to that soon. I don't know why the two are not back-to-back. It would be very logical that the two should be back-to-back. I don't know why Sif Ches is in the middle. It again talks about the issue of liquids from fruits and vegetables. So we'll see a little more about it. But meanwhile, let's see Sif Ches, and then we'll go back to this discussion. So you have the grapes, which some come towards the end of the season, and they never really ripen. That's what happens then. Or you have dates, which they were out in the sun. It caused them to over ripen to the point that they became not really so good. So if it has not reached a state of ripening, or it's reached a state where it went past the prime to the point where it's been affected negatively by being on the tree, so it the Shulchan Aruch says that it degrades the bracha to a shahako. Sif katan memchas sevitenim. I don't know many gafanim be musafir. That's the grapes that stay on the vines into the winter. Shem is basham lo'olam. They never really ripen. What you do with them is you press them and make vinegar, wine vinegar out of them. Or narvelus, shabishlam esrofim. They were ripened and burnt by the heat of the sun. But through the heat,
there's this mishnah.
Nisbashlu, nisyabshu, nishtanu lekulkula. So they've ripened, they've dried out, and they've become, in some way, they've become negatively impacted by this process. Okay. Now, there is this is Rashi, but there's a different pshat with learning now like this.
Is Rashi? That
Rashi.
There's no Rashi on the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay. Now, however, some understand, the Betoises and others over there understand the Gemara. V'sharim v'forshim pirshu, the nadvas hanam min tamorim she'enem yisbashim al ilam v'enei sharim achila. So, Betoises understands of the case of Sofei and Ovim and Noivlis are really really parallel cases. They're both cases of the type of things that don't ripen, don't really come to their full potential. Al toshin son, u'mechamen son ba'ofrum yisbashim, so we take them off of the tree, and you put them inside of the dirt, and that holds the heat, and that causes it to ripen. Or they put it under straw, mats, something which can keep the heat in, and that causes it to ripen. Okay, now some of our shakol, even though these are from Shiva Saminim, the bracha chron is brenda foshos. Mr. Brewer says, I don't understand. How does this befit? We had before by boiser, which is unripe grapes. Once they reach the stage, they feel like gilchbul alavan. Why shahakul? It says when they're not fully ripened, the bracha is adama. Here we say the bracha is shahakul. So what's the difference? The shani also the anovim ma'al yoninu el shelo nigmar adayin. Over there, it was a type of grape which will become a full grape. So the grape, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the grape. It's not an inferior product to start with. Just he took it off prematurely. Masheng and hachalim kukolameim. They don't know the chaimens. These things, because of the way they grow, the nature is that they're not used for people. They're not used for eating or drinking. They're making wine. They use them for making vinegar. So then, so they're not any better than. That's what happens if they can't be used to make wine. And the liquid which comes out is going to be a shahakol, so they basically are the liquid in a solid form. Okay, so bracha shahakol. So gam kin tama yesh before shemun lavlish tamar shem bracha olim shahakol. Degree mishar tamar shem ispashem alil and lelim. And since these types of dates never ripen on the tree, they're an inferior quality. So therefore, their bracha is a shahakol.
Fruits that never ripen on the tree?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they ever ripen?
They're an inferior quality. They can't ripen in the tree. Okay. Sif Yud. Peiros sheshro'on oy bishlam b'mayim. You took peiros and you soaked them or you cooked them in water. Avishah shenichlas tamah pri b'mayim. Enavorach aloysim b'mayim elo shahakol. So even though the water has absorbed the flavor of the fruit, the bracha is a shahakol. Okay? So that fits very nicely with what we said before. The liquid which comes out of the fruit is a shahakol. So over here, it's extracted by pressing it, whether it comes out on its own, or it comes out by pressing it, which we saw talk about in Sivches, or by soaking it, or by cooking it, the bracha is a shahakol. Right? So that seems to fit very nicely. Rosh, cause of the Epsher Shim Nichlas Tamar Pri B'Mayim Mevorach Brei Pi Oheitz. Rosh says, no, maybe it should be different. If it really gets the flavor of the fruit, the correct bracha will be Brei Pi Oheitz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with, let's just skip ahead, because Mishnah Berurah is going to quote a simon later on. So it's a page Kuf Yudal. It's a Simon Resh Hey Sif Beis.
Kuf Yudal.
Resh Hey Sif Beis.
We're talking about
page 227.
Taste of the fruit goes into the water.
So the Mishnah Berurah is going to ask the question from this Sif. And Sif Beis, it says over here, it says in Resh Hey Sif Beis, Alamayim Shabishlu Bahem Yerokis. If you take vegetables and you cook them in water. The bracha on the water is a bracha atzma, which is a bracha al yirokas atzma. So you make the same brachas you'd make on, right? So if you cook vegetables in water, you make a soup. Mm-hmm. Right? The correct bracha on the vegetable soup, even though you're not eating the vegetables, just the soup, just the water, is adama.
Wow.
I'll be ashamed by my old Tom York. It only has the flavor. Okay, then he says if you cook it with meat, so then the meat becomes the ikar and the meat, the bracha. So Mr. Bruce is going to say, I don't understand. You told me over here by the case of the fruits, as opposed to vegetables. Whether it flows out on its own, whether you press it, whether you cook it, whether you soak it, the bracha is shahakol. You see over there, the bracha is adoma. Right, so which mean the corollary over here, the bracha should be oates. Right, so what there we're talking about vegetables, and saying the water is the same as the vegetables. Over here, the water should be the same as the fruit. It should be oates. So that's very confusing. That's Mishnah Berurah's question. Mishaburus of Katnonal, Perish Shron, Meis Leis, the Mazar Gilam Litin Tambamayan. It has to be at least 24 hours. And that's when they start giving over some of the flavor. And some say it's actually even more than that. So the Sharatzian points out in the Sivkot and Samach that some need much more than 24 hours, but after a period of time, it starts putting, leaving of the fruit will exude a flavor into the water. So then, the bracha is Shahakol. It's all, again, we're saying that the liquid which comes out is just like, it's just like a sweat, literally. It means just, it's not the fruit itself, it's just water which is in the fruit. It's like the water, the fruit is exuding some liquid. Okay, now, well, Adami Lamai, the silk of the Kula Shlokhi, the Mavarcha Alayo Brepi Adama, Kilakamam and Simon Reish Hei Siv Beis. So the more it refers to that case over there, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes, in Simon Reish Hei Siv Beis, the more it says that's called Mai the silk of, you cook beets. Mai the Kula Shlokhi, you cook any type of vegetable. And over there, the bracha is Hadama.
Hold on, so wait, you're saying if I go out and I buy borscht, which is basically beets cooked.
You know, do me a favor, hold it. Let's see if we can see the Mishnah Berurah, and then you'll probably able to answer the question yourself. Okay. So what's the pshat? So why were there these brachos adam over here? The brachos shehakol. Mishum dehalsam roiv achilas oisin yirachos who ayin eshlika. The nature of those type of vegetables was that you would make them into these soups. Mashenken hocha beperis the lav darchel the mishlok or the kavshin el alachlam be'en. But over here, the peiris is different because the main way you use the fruit is eating the fruit, not making the juice out of it. Okay, and therefore, so therefore, when you do take out the liquid, that's not the fruit. Remember, we said, but the correct bracha of the brepio 8 is what is the product of this tree? So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says. So when I'm talking about fruit, vegetables, which the nature is that you usually that what you would do is you would cook them and make a soup out of them. That's the product that's the product. That's what you do with it. Where over here the product is you normally eat the fruit. You decide you want to make you know some juice instead. Okay, so that's you, but that's not the product of the tree. And therefore, miu beperish rabach ilosin who are they bishul kvisha. Therefore, by fruits, where it's not true, but over there, the main way you do eat them is by making them into the process of them into a liquid. So then they're the same as the case later on. If that's how you normally use this fruit is by cooking it or soaking it, so that's the same thing as the case over there. If the normal way you use it is to make a fruit soup out of it, and that's the normal way, the correct bracha on that soup is going to be brei pi oetz. Now, because the preparers the mitchilas nitiyosim not to lo adaita lo ochlam of vushalam akvusha. It's talking about that. I'm telling you this point. We're talking about fruits, which that's not. It was planted with that understanding. That's what it's going to be used for. Al preparers shadarkim lo ochlam chayin, but preparers which you normally eat them raw. Rakshiyesh shema miyab shemoisam. So if you grapes, right? So you can't store grapes, so you could. Well, you can make them into raisins, then you can store them. Then you can take the raisins and soak them and make a wine. So raisins, we say, the halacha is raisin wine is considered wine. Okay? But you'd have the same thing with Floyman, he's going to say, you make them, Floyman is plums, prunes. So, You dry them and then you can soak them, cook them and make a liquid out of them, prune juice. But the derech is to eat them raw, fresh. But there are some people which are miyavish, dry them and then later on cook them later on. And mevorach al rotvan lo'olam rak shakol. So then the correct bracha on their juice on that liquid which comes out is shakol. Even though most people, once they're dried, that's what you do with them. But since most fruit is not necessarily dried, so once it's in the state, that's what you do with it. But getting it to the state is not necessarily the standard usage. Now, linyan floyman, yevashim. So we're talking about dried Floyman.
What's floyman?
Floyman is plums. You see the word plum in there? Floyman. So that's prune. So floyman is usually was used by Europe is used to refer to prunes because they didn't really have fresh plums so much. They had more prunes. Or carshin. The carshin are
cherries.
Okay. So you dry cherries. If when you plant them originally, you plant them for the purpose of drying them, and then making them into a liquid, so the bracha will be brepioates on that liquid. Okay, now comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh says that maybe cooking is different than squeezing. If you can absorb the flavor, if you feel the flavor of the pre in the water, so the Rosh says something we're going to quote in a second, which at first glance sounds strange to us. I'm going to say what he says, and you'll hear why it sounds strange, and maybe we'll say an explanation of what he really means. Some requirements suggest to explain what he means. But the Rosh is bothering the question. We see that when you cook certain things, like the case of the silk and the shlok is, the morse of the bracha is brei piyadoma. It maintains its correct bracha, which is saying this is really the item. We see the morse says that the zeya, which comes out, when you just squeeze it or let it run out, the bracha shehakol. So what's the difference? So the first answer which you gave is the difference is what was your intent? What do you plant it for? How was it used? The Rosh says I have a different answer. There's a difference between cooking and squeezing. Cooking, it maintains the bracha, and squeezing doesn't. Why? He says, you get more of the flavor of the pre when you cook it than when you squeeze the pre and get the liquid. Okay, so that's what the Rosh says. Sorry, Rady Marsh is saying it doesn't make any sense. I told you beforehand, that's what you're going to say, right?
Okay. Tell me when you're done, and then I'll ask my question.
Okay. So according to the Rosh, therefore, the Rosh is saying, therefore, any fruit or vegetable which you cook, even if it's not the standard way that you raise it, the standard usage. But if you cook it and then you drink that liquid, the correct bracha it will be the original bracha, as opposed to when you squeeze it, right? Then the bracha will be shahakot. According to the first pshat, the main issue is what do you plant it for? So you can come up with the following issues. According to the first pshat, juice oranges are planted to be orange juice, to make orange juice. So according to the first pshat, which is the Rashba, by the way, all these are planted for the purpose of making juice. So the bracha is haetz. According to the Rosh, they weren't cooked. You didn't cook the fruits. You pasture it later on, you don't cook the fruit. So the bracha shahakot. Okay, that the opposite case. Right? I make some homemade tomato juice. Right? So I don't necessarily use tomatoes which are planted to make the purpose of making
juice.
So according to the Rashba, the bracha is shahakol, even though you cooked it. But according to the Rashba, you cooked it, so the bracha is adam. So what do? We always make a shahakol. Myself, I go, I was going to make a shahakol. The b'di'evid, then you know, lachem posel karen, the chachil yivorach a shahakol. B'di'evid, in b'irach b'rei p'yo'etz, yotza b'ayin b'reishay sefbeiz ma'ash shayach l'nyanem. We'll talk about it more later on. So that's what the Rosh says. So at least one shot in the Rosh. So the Rosh says it's a strange thing. He says, if I cook the fruit in water, the water gets more of the fruit, real fruit, than if I squeeze the actual fruit itself and take out the liquid. Right? So the you have to understand, the more I introduce the concept, like Hilchos Orlim, we're not talking about brachos, that the liquid which comes out of the fruit is not the fruit. The fruit is the fruit, and it happens to be. It has a lot of water in it. Now, water sits a long time, so it has a certain flavor of the fruit. But that is not the fruit. That is something else independent of the fruit. So I have two things on the tree. I have the fruit, which is a din of oil on it, and I have some liquid. So two things my tree produces. So good. So that's not, there's no din of bracha of ho'etz on that. That's not the fruit. And when I cook the fruit, what I'm doing is I'm pulling out the tam of the actual fruit itself. So the rush, oh, that's the fruit which is producing that tam. Oh, so the bracha is ha'etz. So that's how the rush understands the chilek between the two. Again, so between the two, now there's three other ways in the Rishonim to answer the stira. See in the two Gemaras. The Shulchan Aruch brings these two, brings the Rosh and the Rashba. How you differentiate between the two Gemaras, the case of the liquid out of the tamarim, and the case of the meshlok, is when you cook make the vegetable soup. This is two answers which are given. So based on this, so but you know, tomato juice which you buy commercially, which the tomatoes are made for the purpose of making juice, and you cook it, the correct bracha should be Brei Pei Adam, according to everybody. There's other shitas which would make other differentiations, so therefore they still say the chachil, you don't make a Brei Pei Adam because of these other shitas we shared them, which answer this theorem. And the Tiferes is so right in some places, he finds that this is the most difficult halacha to come to final maskana in all of Hilchos Brachos, is this sugya. And Hilchos Brachos is one of the most difficult halachas, he says, you ever will learn. So that's a comment, that's like it's the chomer shem chomeris in Hilchos Brachos is this sugya. So I'm not going to give you all the information, because I don't know all the information, but at least like, that's what I can give you.